Pleasant morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. And I have a very interesting topic today, and it is something that most people who are trying to become better, who struggle with a feeling of figuring out what life is, what life means, what their life should be, where they should go with their lives. And most of us struggle with that. Sometimes we get a clear, easy run. We're out here and it's everything is happening so fast and so busy and we're keeping up. And it doesn't even come to mind. It's okay. You're just being pulled by the next thing. You have to keep up with the next thing. You keep maintaining. You run with it. Your days are filled. And that could happen for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But inevitably, life slows down or life brings something into your path that forces you to think about what life is, what your life is about, what happened, what you did with your life. And I want to share with you the secret of figuring out what you want your life to be. And I'll compress it as quickly and simple as possible. What's the meaning of your life? How do you figure out how to have the best quality life with the short time everybody's given? If you are 20 and you think that, look, when I'm 70, it looks like 50 years is a long time. But it's not long. It's not long. Before you know it, you'll be halfway through it. You'll be wondering what happened to 10, 15, 20 years. And most of the time, and this is a secret, and I want to bring your focus right here. I don't want you to have a perception. I want you to have a perspective. I want to bring your focus to what is really important and how it actually plays out. It's easy to project yourself all the time. Project yourself out of your present moment, out of today, out of this week, and try to think that next month or next year is where the miracle is and where it's going to happen and what's going to be, as if that is guaranteed and as if that brings on some magical power that's going to make that moment in the future, in the distant future, any different from this moment. But it's never that way. That's not how life works. The greatest prediction of what you will be doing is what you're doing now. And if you're doing something now that is not taking you to where you want to go, then it is likely that unless you make an intentional and determined shift to change your habit and change the things you do, you will likely be doing the same things. That's why New Year's resolutions don't last. That's why people stop. That's why people go back to their old habits, physically and mentally, because they are hardwired into the electronic pathways in your mind. And the mind is an optimizing machine. It will always bring you back to doing what is known, what is easy. That's the nature of human beings. It's called our response to common impulses. That has happened because of years and years of social conditioning and habits. Now, why am I telling you that life is not in the future? I'm telling you that to bring your awareness to the fact that when you come in face to face with life and its meaning, and you're questing in yourself in reflection and you're trying to figure things out and you feel lost, the secret, and this is where I'm going to get into, the secret is to go internal. And that's what personal development called taking personal responsibility. I'm giving you a different spin this morning because we all have different ways of learning, and depending on how we think about things and how we process things, things resonate differently. Now, we're not talking anything new here. Look, this is old stuff, and it doesn't matter who you listen to, as long as they're giving you solid life principles, not strategies and tactics, principles. They have the same principles that have been in the Bible. And you grew up and you went to your, those who are in the Christian faith, it's in the Quran too, those who go through these good religious books still didn't get it from the religious books, and it was taught a different way, and then some of us got it. So my role here this morning is to teach it a different way. And I'm going to kind of stay away from the personal responsibility jargon and go to the idea that you're going to internalize stuff. Meaning, there is an expectation you have of your kid. There's an expectation you have of your wife. There's an expectation you have of your job and your boss. There's an expectation you have of your friends. There is the expectation you have of the businesses that you interact with every day. All well and good. But I want you to now think about the expectation you have of yourself. What are you demanding of yourself? Many people get caught in this trap that says, this is just who I am. And they feel that somehow who they are is hardwired, and it is something they feel and they must accept it. And whether or not it serves them or move them forward, they should cling to it. So this person say, well, I'm the type of person, if they talk bad to me, I'm going to go over there and beat them down. Okay, how does that serve you? How does that help you to be a better person? How will that play out for you in the future? What is going to happen to you? Is it worth you destroying your life? What if that person is the type of person who say, well, I'm the type of person, if somebody hit me, I'm going to kill them. Is that worth losing your life over? I'm just going extreme because a lot of times we take on things and assume it our lives because we feel that way, and we think that we should actually submit to that feeling, and it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. It's not supposed to be connected to a higher vision for our life. We're supposed to just take it on and say, okay, this is how I am. I'm asking you to question yourself. This is how I am statement. If you say that, are you asking yourself more questions to say, well, is this serving me? Is this positive? Is this getting me anywhere? Is this taking me to the life I want to live? Is that what I want to do with my life? And if that's not where my deeper desires and visions are, so why am I harboring this, and why am I saying that this is how I am? Because as a human being to begin with, you have something that no other species have, and that is logical reasoning and judgment. Your prefrontal cortex in the brain that can make you shift your mindset, shift your habit, shift your consciousness at will. At will. You're not running your life on purely on instincts like birds and lions and dogs. You have a logical brain where you can make assessment, gather information, and make logical decisions in the moment. Let me make the point for you. When you start to demand more of yourself, when you shift inner, when you start to look at what you can do, what you have been doing, how you can figure things out, how you can turn up, show up differently, how you can change your behaviors, how you can focus on what you're bringing to the table, how you can focus on how much you are doing and what you are doing. Then the things around you will start to change, because you will attract different things. It will put you in a different circle. Different people will resonate with you. Different people will hear you out. Different people will want to connect with you. I'm saying, it's an internal game. The way to find meaning in your life, the way to change your life, the way to improve your life, is to go inner. Live your life from inside out. Elevate the expectation you have for yourself and focus on that more than you focus on the expectation you have of others. It's funny how we demand the highest standards from businesses, our partners, our children, and we demand very low standards from ourselves. We can slack off, we can play the fool, we cannot get it right, we cannot show up and perform with excellence, but if someone else who have anything to do with us serve us that way, then we get upset and we argue and we say this person doesn't do that and this person is not doing that and all that stuff. Listen. Focus on internalizing your behaviors, your thoughts, your actions, your expectations, and you will discover the meaning of your life. You will discover why and what is important to you. And once you discover that, you'll start to feel better. Because it's hard enough hitting a target that you have. Can you imagine how hard it is to hit a target that you don't have? You don't know what makes you happy. You don't know what's going to make any meaning in your life. You don't know what your life should be about. Then it's a must that you're lost. And somehow people think that your meaning should be this magical thing that you should just be born with and you should not know. A lot of times, you've got to search for that meaning. And in order to search for that meaning, you have to get out the noise. You have to cut these layers that are on you from society and everything that's around you that's just humming to the part of life on the job. And you got to get it right. If you don't do that, then it's going to mess you up down the road. Because it's going to come full circle. It's going to come full circle. And all of a sudden, all these things in your immediate environment will fade away. A lot of them will fade away. They will pale out. They will play out. And you now have to deal with you and your own life. If you never stop to separate yourself from it willfully and figure out, go internally and figure out who you are and what you want and how you're going to do it and what you believe in, you'll never improve your life and you'll never have the quality of life that you dream of. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.